We have our menus already set for our Christmas. We have a special Christmas meal the week before Christmas that we deliver on the Wednesday. So we've got to make sure we've got all the food for that. And then we also give out hampers to our clients as well. So we've just got to put those just a little something special from St Andrew's Meals and Wheels to our clients to thank them and hopefully just cheer them up a bit more for Christmas.
Yeah, that is a lovely touch. How many clients do you have in the local region?
Currently, within the Townsville region, which is where we serve, we've got over 500 clients that we deliver meals to. Yeah.
That's a very high number. And who are they? Because we often might think about who we know or who we might assume to be recipients of the meals, but who do you go and visit?
Well, that's actually a really good point because everyone seems to think that you've got to be old and not be able to look after yourself all the time. We have people who are young, in 20s and things like that, who for some reason or other can't do things for themselves all the time. We have some people over 100, and sometimes they do some of their own meals, but we deliver some of those. So we go through a whole gambit of clients. Basically, the Commonwealth Government, through the Commonwealth Home Support Program, provides a rebate for people over 65 if they qualify. So there's a rebate that comes in there. The people under 65, there's a rebate from the Queensland government that helps to keep the cost of meals down. Now, sometimes you have to qualify for those for the over 65. And it's sort of embarrassing when people ring up, we have to say, excuse me, are you over 65? It's not that we're being impertinent, but we're just trying to say we can save you money by putting you down this path.
Yeah. And you do get that rebate, but overall, is it an expensive project to make sure you can get those volunteers on the road, those meals cooking, and get them out to homes?
It is. Like we all up last year, we did 65,000 meals that we delivered throughout Townsville. Over the whole of the year. We have 14 runs where we go out. We go out as far as Woolgaroo, out to the dam basically, up to Bushland Beach. So we cover all of that area and we have to deliver all of those meals, normally average about 250 a day within 2 hour window to make sure that we comply with all the food safety laws.
So how important does an appeal like this become, and how important does that public support for what you do become at this time of the year in particular?
Oh, it's so helpful because there's two things. A, we can't always get to a lot of new clients, which we're going to try and do next year. But this way, people can donate meals, and then we can get out to some more people. A lot of the one of the good things about Meals and Wheels that we're always proud of is that we interact with people every day. Like we go in and say, "How are you going, John?" Yeah, and sometimes that's Meals and Wheels are the only people they get to see. Now, with COVID, unfortunately, that's restricted us in the things that we can do. When we're in lockdown, we couldn't go into people's houses, so we'd have to stand at the door, have a bit of a chat. But the problem we've got is we've still got that 2 hour window that we have to try and do everything in.
Yes, and so that's cooking, getting the meals out, the drivers. Has the pandemic affected your volunteer numbers over the last couple of years?
No, not really. We have people that come and go. We think Queensland Meals and Wheels have warned us that now that travel restrictions have lifted, all those people may want to start doing some travel. So we may lose some volunteers like that. It's always a challenge to find 28 people a day to be able to go out and do those meals. But we've managed so far. And with the 15th of December coming up, we've got a few more challenges that we've got to look at as well.
I can imagine. So this is obviously a call for our listeners to donate and help out with our Queensland Gives campaign. But is there also a message for those people who might want to be a driver or deliver meals or even work in the kitchen with you to consider perhaps being a volunteer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We would love people to come and volunteer. There are rules that we have to follow in regard to volunteers, but people ring up and say, oh, do you want volunteers? Well, and I just say, oh, yeah, we'll take anybody we can, as long as we fit within those parameters that we have to deal with, like we need to do a police check on people and things like that if they're going to go into people's homes. So we're forever in need of volunteers. As I said, we have 14 runs, so there's two people that run, but we also have 10 people that we need in the kitchen as well now. So the hours differ, but yeah, we're always always looking for people to volunteer.
How long have you been a part of the team, John?
Oh, I'm just a newbie. I've only been here for just over 4 years.
Over 4 years.
we've had somebody here that's been here for close to 30 years. So.
That is a real dedication. What do you get out of it? What do you love about your job with Meals on Wheels?
I started as a volunteer, and I also volunteered a couple of other places. But I've always said to everybody, even my passion is meals. It's just going out and meeting people or talking to clients and knowing that you're doing something, just helping them out, and that's it's encouraging to go to people's places and see how they're coping with stress in their life. They tell you some things and you think, well, of all the problems they've got, I've got almost nothing. So you walk away, feeling, well, it's pretty good. It's a good boost to yourself. So it's easy just to give it back to them. So.
Yeah, well, that's lovely. It's good to hear. And what's on the menu for today, do you know?
Yeah, today we've got coconut curry chicken and rice and pork schnitzel and gravy. Is that we have offered two choices, fresh meals, if you want to call them that. And the veggies there are beans and carrots. Then we've got a cauliflower and bacon soup and a baked custard and fruit dessert if they want it. They can also get a salad if they want a sandwich. So.